Hey everyone, this is Eric Hecker from Always Acoustic on the line with Matt Bowman from the Pigeon Detectives. How you doing, dude?
Yeah, good, thank you.
For those individuals who may see the Pigeon Detectives live for the first time, what can they expect?
We pride ourselves on our live show. We write tunes and, complicated songs we've got, but most of the kind of live show we put on. We like nothing more than to play to crowds, and I think you can see the kind of enthusiasm and chemistry between the band every time we get on the stage.
Right. I read somewhere that you actually climb on speaker stacks.
Well, I've been known to. It's not exactly something I plan on doing every gig, but if the mood takes me, to climb on the old speaker stack.
Right. Sounds like fun. What was Chicago's reaction at Abbey Pub when the Pigeon Detectives performed this past Tuesday?
We always try and hang out with people after the show, it's the best way of finding the parties in town. So we had a good chat to pretty much everyone that was at the gig, and it seemed to go down really well. They all enjoyed it, and I think a lot of them came in having heard maybe a couple of songs and didn't really know what the band were about, and I think we surprised a lot of people, so we made a few fans.
Right. Congratulations. Has the Pigeon Detectives performed in Chicago before?
No, that was our first time in Chicago.
Kaiser Chiefs are from Leeds like you guys. Are the Pigeon Detectives friends with Ricky and the rest of KC?
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of backing from them in our... they were kind of a multi-million selling band, and we didn't even have a record deal, and they kind of... they had our back in, a lot of interviews. They were plugging the Pigeon Detectives. They took us on tour with them. So, they were good guys, and they were there at the beginning of the Pigeon Detectives, and, helped us out a lot.
Right. Well, when the band was first playing gigs, did you guys ever play alongside Kaiser Chiefs?
Did we ever what, sorry?
I'm sorry. When the band was first playing gigs, did you guys ever play alongside Kaiser Chiefs?
Yeah, we've toured with the Kaiser Chiefs before, and we've been the opening act for them quite a number of times. We've played all through Europe and done a few arena tours in the UK with them.
Uh-huh. But like when you guys were first playing at like clubs, were they playing around the same time you guys were?
No, they started a little bit before us. So by the time we kind of got our first couple of gigs and were playing the small clubs, they were already up to playing huge sell-out shows, so there was never really any competition between the two bands, because they've always been kind of considerably ahead of us.
Right. Well, do you handle majority of songwriting for the Pigeon Detectives?
No. Oliver, our guitarist, is kind of the main songwriter. He comes into the rehearsal rooms with riffs and chord progressions, and then between me and Oliver, the lyrics are between us. He'll put some in and I'll kind of finish them off and write a verse. So it's very much a band thing, writing the songs, but Oliver, it's fair to say, is the main songwriter.
Right. What bands or musicians inspire the Pigeon Detectives?
One we can all agree on is probably the Beatles. All huge Beatles fans. After that, it can be anything ranging from Oasis to The Strokes, Blondie, David Bowie, The Smiths. So we've got a huge catalogue of influences. Depending what day it is and which band member you ask, you'll get a different answer, so it's quite varied.
Right, okay. The Pigeon Detectives covered Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend and Huey Lewis's Power of Love. What other songs would the band be interested in covering?
I think anything that we can get our teeth into. We were fond of the Avril Lavigne ones, because she had kind of backing vocals that weren't too dissimilar to the way we arrange our backing vocals, so we thought we could do a good job of it. And the Huey Lewis one, were a huge Back to the Future fans, so it made sense to do that. So just anything that's inspiring, really. I wouldn't mind having a go at a hip-hop song, maybe Told You Boy by Kanye or something like that.
Alright, that sounds cool. How excited was the band when they first learned Wait For Me achieved platinum status in the UK?
Everything happens in kind of small steps. So, one minute you're just ecstatic to have a record deal, and the next minute your album's gone platinum, and you know, you can't really, your feet don't really touch the floor in the middle part. So we were, you know, over the moon, but I couldn't tell you where I was and who brought the news to me or anything like that. It just seems like it's been a bit of a blur the last 12 months.
Right.
I'm sure I'll sit back and enjoy it, right, you know, more further down the line when I can, you know, kind of reminisce on things. But at the minute, it's just a bit of a whirlwind.
Right. Well, has Emergency reached platinum status in the UK?
Emergency's only been out 3 months, so I know it's well into being gold.
Right.
So hopefully by Christmas it should have gone platinum.
Okay. Well, hopefully it will be platinum by Christmas then. The Pigeon Detectives have released two albums in the UK, Wait For Me and Emergency. Will they be released in the US anytime soon?
You know, we've got plans to sign a record deal. We're just waiting for the right one. We've always been quite wary of staying away from, you know, huge major labels, and you know, we like the kind of smaller label approach, so we're just looking for the right deal. We've had several offers, but we want to crack the US, you know, the way we did it back home in England, which is pretty much on our own terms, and you know, doing things the way we think they should be done.
Right.
We've got an EP available for US download on our website. It's a collection of what we would consider to be, you know, some of our favourite songs from the times. I think it's 5 songs for $3.
Mm-hmm.
That's on our website.
Okay, well, does the band plan on releasing any of their popular videos like Take Her Back, I Found Out, I'm Not Sorry, Romantic Type, and This Is an Emergency on iTunes US?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be putting the videos up there. Some of the earlier videos were a little bit low on budget when we filmed them, so they're not exactly works of art, but the last video, This Is an Emergency, is performance video by the director who did an Arctic Monkeys one, and I think he really captured the essence of the band, so we'll definitely be putting This Is an Emergency up there.
Okay. Well, I believe the band would receive even more exposure in the U.S. if the Pigeon Detectives released This Is an Emergency on iTunes U.S. Is the band considering,
right,
is the band considering or will eventually release the EP on iTunes?
Yeah, definitely. We just have to wrap up a US record deal first, and then hopefully both albums will be available on US download, US iTunes,
right,
and also, you know, on CD in the shops. So hopefully that should be sorted within the next couple of weeks, and then, you know, we can crack on and you know, make the music available for people, which is our main aim at the minute, really.
Right. Well, I mean, right now they can fans can download This Is Emergency from your website at the pigeondetectives.com, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is it available on MySpace too, to purchase, or anywhere else?
Yeah, there's a link on our MySpace page to purchase it as well, and obviously there's you know, tunes on there for streaming and things. So I think the website and the MySpace can, you know, can give fans a good idea of a good taste for the Pigeon Detectives while they're waiting for the albums to be released properly.
Right. Are you very personal, or at least a band, with, you know, your fans on MySpace?
All of the kind of endeavours to reply to everybody that sends us a message, it's sometimes a bigger job than he would like, because we get so many MySpaces, but yeah, we have a good game. That's how the band kind of got our reputation in the UK. You know, we tried to respond to everybody, we used to hang out with fans after shows, and we became known as kind of one of the bands that, you know, respected the fans.
Right. Well, I think it makes it more personal, too, you know, with the fans, too, if you, you know, sit there and take pictures with them, or, you know, just sit there and chat with them for a few minutes. I think they appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, final question. The Pigeon Detectives are a very unique band name. How did the band decide the name?
To be honest, it's that long and boring a story. We've stopped telling it. the truth's become so distorted over the last 2 years, because we pretty much get asked it in every interview, so we've just started making lies up, and there's about 10-15 different anecdotes floating around different interviews, depending what magazine or what website you read.
All right, thanks for your time, and hopefully, you know, we'll see this album out here in the US shortly.
Cool. Thanks for the interview. Take care.
Yeah, you too, Matt. Thanks a lot, man. Bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.